distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, once more, a very good morning to all of you. It is my great honor to welcome all of you here to the beautiful capital of Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur, for this historical congress, which will present the democratic traditions of Asian football. EFC has a rich tradition of openness and democracy, and an impressive culture of unity and solidarity. I am very happy to address all of you on this significant occasion as we move towards a bright future. We have faced challenges as a confederation in the recent past, but we are confident that our beloved confederation will sail smoothly. I would also like to reflect on some of the sporting achievements of the recent past. Asian teams are earning success at the international level. Japan won the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2011. Korean Republic won men's bronze in 2012 London Olympics. Japan women's team won silver medal at the Olympics, and our junior women's teams have made a proud in FIFA competitions. Asian teams are now regarded as title contenders in world events. Friends, another notable achievement I would like to mention here today is the security of our financial position. This directly affects our operations capability, and I'm pleased that we are working closely with our marketing partners, the World Sports Group, to maintain our financial viability. Our finances are healthy, and we should take pride in the fact because we have exercised prudence. And the Asian Financial Assistance Program, there has been a marked increase in the development funds available for the member associations. And this will accelerate the football development activities at the member associations level. On the development front, we are progressing steadily, and in 2013 has been designated as a grassroots year. We have also launched the kickoff program, and this is getting a great response. Here, I would like to extend my sincere gratitude to the esteemed president of FIFA and our best friends, Joseph Blatter, for his continued support and help to Asian football. EFC and FIFA are working hand in hand on several development projects, which indicate a strong desire on the part of FIFA to see Asian football reach new heights. But all these achievements could not be in danger if the game on pitch is compromised because of unethical practices. Yes, my friends, I'm referring to the great evil of the match fixing and the corruption that threatens to rip off the heart of the game. First of all, we have to admit the reality that match fixing is a global phenomenon which is not limited predicting much fixing in Asia. And in my last address to you as the acting president of AFC, I call upon this Congress to pledge its support in the fight against match fixing. Dear friends, I have listed most of the AFC's achievements, but not all, before you today, because I'm conscious of our time schedule. And while the AFC Executive Committee laid down the vision for the Confederation, the crucial and very difficult task for carrying them out of felt to none other than the General Secretary. And we were very lucky that we had a capable and cool-head General Secretary like Dato Alex to help us through this extremely challenging period. Despite being an intense pressure, he managed the administration excellently. I would like to place on record my sincere admiration and appreciations for Dr. Alex for his steadying hand during the Confederation's most difficult period. Please join me in a round of applause for Dr. Alex and the AFC administration. They deserve our heartfelt gratitude. Friends, I am long-time friends with all the contestants today. I have a great respect for the knowledge of football and commitment of the game. I wish them the very best, and I hope Asian football will get the best candidate as its president to lead it to even great success. I have served Asian football in various capacities for more than 30 years now. As I step aside today as the acting president, I would like to advise to the new president and the office bearers to guide and lead AFC by example and keep personal or political interests aside when governing Asian football. Before I end my speech, I would like to thank each and every one of you for your great cooperation and support during these last 2 years. I didn't ask for the job. It came my way. And I am not one to run away from my responsibilities. I can see today that I have been a good acting president, and I can go back to my role as the senior vice president with dignity. I can go back a happy man, knowing that I have done my best for Asian football. Asian football has a great future, and I'm happy that I played my part